here's a story from The World.
It's been a rough school year, a rough school year and a half, if we're counting. Now think about what it's been like if you're trying to learn remotely and in a new language. Across the U.S., an estimated 5 million public school children are considered English language learners. Many of their parents don't speak English, though they're unable to help. Out of this year of educational struggle, though, has emerged a bright spot. The pandemic has pushed many schools to rethink their approach for helping students learning English. The World's Daisy Contreras has a story.
¿Qué es esto?
¿Eso?
Uh-huh.
It's 10:30 p.m. when most kids are asleep, but Marcela Alzaga is in front of her laptop. Her mother, Veronica, sits next to her.
A ver, abre inglés.
English?
Mm-hmm.
Veronica took the video in September to show how her daughter was studying from home at their dining room table in Rogers, Arkansas, near the Missouri border. Veronica is struggling to figure out how she can help her daughter, who's 12 years old, finish her assignments. It's complicated.
¿Nunca te da la clase el maestro, Marcel? Is it the teachers don't make a video or something?
Not for the classes, no.
No?
No.
All of the classes were self-taught, sort of like standalone webinars, but without any Zoom instruction from teachers. Everything was in English, and Veronica's proficiency is limited. There was no tutoring, no guidance for parents, she says. So she sent Marcela back to in-person learning in October, despite the COVID risks. It was a very hard decision to make, Veronica says today. Children like Marcela are considered English language learners, or ELL students. They speak a language other than English at home. Many are born in the U.S. Even before the pandemic, ELL students could face an uphill battle at school, with language and cultural barriers. The pandemic just made the academic gap worse, says Cristi Moreno. She's with the National Parents Union, a nationwide network of education advocates. Moreno represents the Midwest.
It's been very challenging, the communications with schools, with teachers. Now layer parents who speak more than one language or who are limited English proficient parents and families.
It's still early to tell just how much the pandemic set behind students like Marcela academically, Moreno says. But as schools return to in-person learning, Moreno wants a reckoning.
My hope is that we do not go back to normal, that we actually learn from our experience throughout this year, and that we become better and that we prepare ourselves because we should have been already prepared.
But some schools did adapt and saw new ways to help non-English speaking parents, too. Talia Halfen is a community liaison specialist at Kansas City International Academy, an elementary school in Missouri. Once the school set up laptops and Wi-Fi hotspots for students at home, teachers there saw an opportunity to offer parents more resources, like online English classes.
It wasn't even a thought that we would be able to have virtual classes for families where we didn't have to worry about childcare and we didn't have to worry about kind of figuring out what times of days and how we're going to provide transportation for all of these families.
When it came to learning English, some barriers that parents faced in the past were gone. Halfen also did more home visits, far more than she did before the pandemic. She says the visits paid off. She could spot when families who were new to the country needed a hand. For example, she says one family didn't know about changing smoke detector batteries. And so Halfen started carrying spare batteries in her car.
So I think building these relationships has fostered a different type of communication between the school and families in a way that could potentially transform education in a really positive way.
But in Arkansas, Veronica Alzaga, the mom, had a different experience. There wasn't any outreach, at least not in Spanish, to parents like her. No home visits. Without that support, she says, she felt in the dark. So it's a relief to have her daughter back in school, in person.
La vi cambiar completamente, sonreír otra vez.
She's getting better grades, and she smiles more. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.